helping you plan for a successful retirement and what's right for you and your family. This is the Aging Hour with Bill Davis and elder law attorney Phil George of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety. The opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Well, big disclaimer voice guy told you everything you need to know about us and the show, The Aging Hour, Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I'm Bill Davis, Philip Ray George.
Oh, yeah.
With us. He is the elder law attorney that we always chat with and a counselor at law. And what the big voice guy just a minute ago was telling you was basically – you don't have to believe anything we say.
Which is probably probably pretty good advice.
On this show. We're here to help.
Yes.
But at the same time,
from a distance,
us helping you
as long as
does
it's
not establish
a
lawyer-client relationship.
It does not. It does not establish an attorney-client relationship. It barely establishes anything remotely resembling entertainment.
Well, that's what he said. It's for entertainment purposes only.
And we don't even hit that mark.
No, we're not even, you know, we ain't never going to win any awards
for
that.
Nope.
If you have a topic that you'd like Phil to address, here's his email address, radio@safeharborlegal.com. Radio@safeharborlegal.com. You can also call Phil 360-746-7169. We have topics today.
We do. Yeah. We do. Okay, so the first email that came in, Bill, you're going to love this. Mm. It's, my kids stole my damn car keys.
What can I do? What?
I know. Can I say that on the radio?
I guess I just did.
Wow.
I like it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so from last week, we had such a good time talking with Carmen Andrew and Mary No from the Weitzel and Andrew Home team powered by Remax that we invited them back. And
nice.
So we'll be talking to them for two segments today. So and then, of course, after that, we'll get to my favorite part, which is the wrap up.
Well, it's all about killing segments.
It
That's
is.
The main thing.
Yes,
just
it
to,
is.
Just to try to plod through this hour. Okay. First email question. Hang on. Let me just scan this. I want to make sure there's not too...
We're not going to get in trouble with the FCC. Hold,
I'm just making sure there's not too many curse words in here. Because this person seems pretty upset.
She's a firecracker.
Says, I really need your help. I think my kids stole my damn car keys. I'm sorry. Again. Apparently it's happened more than once.
Yeah.
My husband passed away a couple of years ago, and I live alone. My five kids all live locally, and they don't think I should be driving. They even had a little surprise meeting with all five of them coming over to my house to try to talk me out of driving. Well, okay, they're concerned about you.
That's one way to look at it.
This person says, I'll be damned if somebody's going to come tell me I can't drive. I've been driving a car for more than 60 years. And until very till very recently, I've never even gotten in an accident or received a traffic ticket. Then, just recently, I got an fender bender. That wasn't my damn fault. I think I know this person's favorite word.
Right.
About 2 weeks ago, again, it was raining. All the roads were slick. I went up on a curb, and I hit somebody's fence. I got a ticket for that, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't be able to drive whenever I want. What can I do to get my kids off my back and get my damn car keys back? By the way, she didn't say damn car keys. I just added that.
I'm sure she was thinking it, though.
Because I like it.
Man. Yeah.
What do you want to do with this one?
Huh? I want to be real careful with this
one. She sounds feisty.
She does. Yeah. She sounds like the kind of person that if she could find her car keys, she might actually come to the radio station.
I'm not going to say run down the kids, but maybe cause a little accident
that
would hurt the kids a little.
Exactly right.
She's pretty mad.
She really is.
Yeah.
She's really upset.
Okay.
And you know, maybe she has a reason to be.
I'm not into rocket surgery. You like that rocket surgery?
I do.
But I'm no doorknob either.
Yes.
But after reading that email,
sounds
like she wants her damn keys back.
It does. It sounds like she wants her damn keys back really bad.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'd have the intestinal fortitude to be the one that said, no, I'm sorry.
And then the family had a secret, you know, nefarious meeting in the basement plotting to get her keys.
Exactly. There's a word for that.
They went over there at intervention and took her keys.
They did. They had an intervention.
But at the same time, it sounds like in the last couple of months or whatever, she has had some stuff happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that there have probably been other incidents as well.
That she hadn't
That maybe she just didn't get to here or whatever else. But you know, in all seriousness, there comes a point, right, when maybe people should just give up the car keys.
Okay, the kids got the keys.
Kids got the keys.
So maybe she shouldn't be trying to get them back.
But I think I think given the fact that she ran into somebody's fence.
Yeah.
And that maybe she got in a little fender bender. Mm. I think it's fair for the family to say, hey, wait a second. Let's just think about this a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly right.
Okay. Well,
you don't want to hurt people.
They took the keys away.
Yep.
But let's do an assumption that.
Sure.
Okay. These were just a couple of little unrelated incidents. A couple of minor blips. Okay.
Right. It was raining.
If it's okay for her to drive,
sure.
What's next? What can the mom do?
So my best advice to mom would be that if you really think you're okay to drive, if you think that driving is something that you should be doing, probably the best thing you can do for yourself and for the public in general is to go down to the DMV and have a driver's test.
Yeah.
Right?
Why not?
Just go down to the DMV, take one of their driver's tests, and then when you pass, which I'm sure you will, you can take that test and you can rub it in your kids' noses and you can say, give me my damn keys back. Yeah. I'm an A-OK driver.
But let me go glasses half empty.
Sure.
Now somebody's in the car with you, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Like a DMV person.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And if mom runs a red light and runs up on a curb and runs into a food truck, that means she's probably not going to pass the test.
Exactly.
So what happens then?
Exactly right. Well, at that point then, right, her driver's license is officially revoked.
Oh.
So then
you got to give up the keys.
Exactly
right?
It doesn't matter if you have keys or not. At that point, if you don't have a driver's license and you get caught out there driving, then it's a one-way ticket to the slammer, right?
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
If she passes a test, it proves to the kids that she could still drive and probably solves a lot of stuff.
And it does. Right. It probably settles the whole thing right there. Just go and have the test, get it done.
Okay, now let's say the five kids who had a nefarious intervention meeting in their basement plotting against their dear mother.
Right.
And they say, we don't care. You pass the test, you ain't getting your damn keys back.
Weasels.
Yeah.
You know, and they would probably only do that if it was all five of them against mom anyhow.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Well, at that point, mom, you're an adult. So if you can't find your keys, right, and this is, you can just call.
If she has her keys at her house and can't find them, then we got a problem.
Exactly right. But if you don't have your keys and you truly can't find your keys and you go to your kids and they say, I don't know what you're talking about with these damn keys. Mm-hmm. Go talk to somebody else about the keys. Just call the dealership. Get yourself some new keys made, right? This is what happens when adults lose their keys and they can't find their keys and the people that they think took their keys say they don't have the keys.
Right.
You call the dealership and you get new keys.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
And that way that's all settled and done. But I think that would be my best advice is to just go get that test done first.
Right.
That way you can rub it in their noses, right? You can prove to them that you've been right this whole time.
Well, you know, I'm thinking the kids are probably concerned.
Sure.
You know, a little bit. And I guess if, like we said earlier, if family usually doesn't have an intervention, well, they don't do that if everything's okay.
Right.
They were just concerned they wanted to do an intervention with
her. Exactly right. Or, you know, maybe they have small children that walk around the neighborhood and they just didn't want mom to.
Because they live nearby.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
But
I would
like to assume that somebody's family wouldn't have that type of intervention if they didn't think something was wrong.
Right.
And just by the email that we got from mom here talking about the fender bender, talking about going up on the curb and through somebody's fence or into somebody's fence, you know, that in and of itself, outside of whatever kind of meeting you had with your kids, just put that aside. Just those two incidents, if you're in your 80s, I think it's a good idea to go and prove to yourself, prove to everybody else that your driving skills are still okay. Go retake your driving test. And I think that would be a good thing to do for everybody's sake.
I got a feeling one of these days I'm going to get my keys taken away from me, because I'm not far from the 80s.
I'd like to think I could be part of that intervention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you maybe, might get an executive order.
Maybe we could do it live on the radio.
Oh, that would be even better, wouldn't it? Yeah, make fun of the co-host that way. If you've got a question for Phil, if you want to figure out where to hide mom's keys, email Phil.
Mom's got some ideas for you.
RadioSafeHarborLegal.com. RadioSafeHarborLegal.com. Mm-hmm. Call Phil 360-746-7169. Oh, yeah. Our studio is going to get crowded.
Yes, it is. We were going to be talking to Carmen Andrew and Mary Noe from the Weitzel Andrew Home Team, powered by REMAX, coming up next.
That's on The Aging Hour here on KGMI.
Any and all information provided by this radio program is for general information and entertainment purposes and is not intended to give legal advice. Listening or interacting with this radio program does not create an attorney-client relationship, and any information sent to this radio program may not be constituted as attorney-client privilege. It is important that you seek counsel and discuss your case with a competent attorney. Review your local state bar for information on each attorney you hire.
Are you a woman worried about your aging parents? More than 75% of family caregivers in the U.S. are women. And unfortunately, most of these women end up having to leave their careers to take care of their aging parents. But this doesn't have to be you. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide your parents through creating an estate and retirement plan that will take you from caregiver to care manager. That means you won't be the one helping your parents bathe or get dressed. Instead, you'll manage the care who come to help your parents with their daily life, so you can ensure your parents' well-being without having to sacrifice your career. Don't let a lack of planning steal your hard-earned future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you'll be by your parents' side without putting your life to the side. Don't wait until it's too late. Learn how a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help your parents and help you. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
If you're a working mom like me, you have plenty to worry about. I worry about my kids, my husband, my job, my parents, and society in general. I know I should be getting my affairs in order, but my mental load is maxed out. Well, one worry I can take off your plate is what will become of your kids if something was to happen to you or your husband. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you so they can help you create an estate plan to avoid probate, to choose who would be the guardian of your children, and to reduce or eliminate death taxes. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
How confident are you in your estate plan? Confident enough to know you won't run out of money from uncovered long-term care costs? Confident enough to know you won't be forced out of your home against your wishes? Confident enough to know you'll never become a burden on your loved ones? If you aren't 100% confident in your estate plan, it's not the plan for you. Don't risk it, and don't wait until it's too late. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will make sure you can lead a dignified retirement and offer your family peace of mind, so you'll never have to worry about exorbitant expenses, being forced from your home, or becoming a burden. And if you don't have an estate plan yet, the attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions are there to guide you. Put your plan in place today so you can prepare yourself and your family for the future, no matter what it holds. Safe Harbor Legal will show you exactly how to set your family up for success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
Well, whether you like it or not, we're actually back for our next segment on the Aging Hour.
I can hear the gnashing of teeth.
I know. They usually, by the way, Phil George, elder law attorney, Safe Harbor Legal Solutions, they usually say that for the last segment. You know, because we come on and say, this is our final segment, and everybody starts applauding. These idiots are almost done. Get them out of here. Studio's crowded again.
It is.
You got some guests.
We do.
We have some dear old friends. You don't mind if I call you old friends, do you?
Exactly.
We're okay with that. Just don't call us ma'am.
Friends.
Well, yeah, now you guys are opposed to this. You were here with us last week.
They're radio stars.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so today we're going to again talk to Carmen Andrew and Mary Noe from the Weitzel and Andrew home team about some different issues about multi-generational properties and things of that nature. But first, just to kind of remind people about who you are, can you give us a little bit of a background on the Weitzel home team?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have been around since 1976, and we serve all of Whatcom, Skagit, and actually North Snohomish counties.
Okay.
And I've been with the team, 24 years now. Mary, just slightly less. How long now, Mary?
Well, I'm a newer member of the team.
She's a newer member, but she's a very wonderful member, strong member. And we have five agents on our team, a couple of assistants. But Mary and I specifically are certified senior real estate specialists, and
love
so
that
is why you just get the two of us
that
here
is
today.
Fantastic. Can you tell me a little bit about what that certification process looks like for the senior specialist?
Sure. There's the National Association of Realtors,
okay.
which is kind of our governing body, and they offer a lot of education and for brokers. And Carmen actually was very interested when she and I first met. I was doing mobile notary work.
Yes,
and I did a lot of that work in the senior community.
Good.
And as Carmen and I were talking, and we learned more about how each of us conducted business and our relationship with our clients and the community, I believe she started thinking about expanding her reach into the senior community.
Absolutely.
And so Carmen already was a senior real estate specialist, and she asked me to get my real estate license and join the team. And the first thing I did was take the accreditation course to become a senior real estate specialist. And that just means we're trained in ways to really work with the 50-plus community.
Mm-hmm.
We're great at assembling a team of experts that can help in almost any situation. And sometimes people who are maturing, the whole process of deciding where you're going to live and how you're going to live and can you stay in your home, it can be very, very overwhelming.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And I think that the service that you guys provide to help people transition through that process is just so helpful. People need that kind of assistance. People's families need that kind of assistance. And that's kind of a great segue then for us to get into our topic today. What we're going to talk about is seniors on the move. So what is that? What is seniors on the move?
What does that mean? Well, amazingly, in the next 2 years, 7 million people in the U.S. are going to turn 65. So there's a large demand for kind of the service we provide. And like Mary said, it can be really overwhelming. There's lots of options, lots of choices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really why we want to talk about it today, to sort of introduce what those options might be, get people starting to think about it, start to plan.
Absolutely. So a little bit more about that then. So why are seniors on the move?
Well, number one, it's very interesting. There was a study done recently polling people what's the number one reason why they want to move. We saw a lot of movement, again, in the pandemic, and it started then, and it's strong today, is they want to be closer to family.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
When we had borders closed, you couldn't get on airplanes, people want to be closer to family.
Yes.
And so what we're seeing is this huge growth in what we call multi-generational properties.
Okay.
That's a big word.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of things that fit within that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a high demand for it,
especially
here in Washington. And I work with a lot of clients that are looking to take two families, right? Mom and dad, kids and grandkids potentially, and merge it onto one property for lots of different reasons.
Yeah. Well, and then I think that makes a lot of sense, you know, as people get older, that just, you know, living with your kids has a lot of benefits just outside of just the housing. Costs go down. I've read studies where if older people, as they're aging, have more interaction with little children, they tend to do better. And the little children tend to do better as well if they're around people that are, you know, over 65. So I think that is just fascinating. So can we talk a little bit about kind of what that multi-generational property looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, there's a lot of options. It can be everything from literally two homes on one property. So each family unit gets their own home. Otherwise, we see things like a mother-in-law suite. That's what we call it, where you've got a portion of the house that maybe has its own kitchenette. It has its own bedroom suite, its own space for mom and dad. You can also get what's called a special use permit. So if you have a home on acreage, per se, you can get a special unit for a manufactured home to be placed on that specifically for aging parents.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
That's fantastic. I had no idea.
There you go. Yeah. And then if you go to sell the property, if the next people have aging parents, they can absolutely use that special use permit.
Wow.
Yeah. So lots of options. You may have heard a term called ADU. It's sort of a buzzword right now.
Yeah.
And actually down at Washington State, they're trying to pass a law to include more ADUs, more infill into.
Interesting.
Yes. Which is helping this problem because there's just not enough housing.
Are you seeing more and more of this as you're looking at the real estate that's just kind of being developed?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people are opting to turn shops into ADUs or to build smaller properties. In Whatcom and Skagit County, as long as you have a certain amount of acreage and a main home, you can build an ADU of a certain size.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And so we see that as very popular and a good, great for resale because, again, there's such a demand for this. And for people that maybe don't want to have multi-generational property now, they can rent out their ADU or that second home for passive income.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think another thing about this, having the ADU as an option for multi-generational living, having that little bit of distance between, you know, you and mom and dad, or mom and dad and you, can make all the difference when it comes to how this actually works.
Everyone still wants their space,
exactly,
but it's
right.
nice to maybe still have a, you know, Sunday dinner and help carpool the kids and, you know, be there for each other.
But have your own separate spots. So you don't have to listen to somebody else's television. So then let's talk a little bit more about this. So many families are moving towards this, and you're saying where the families are selling their current homes then and then moving into this kind of situation?
Well, what we've been seeing a lot of, especially in the market, just with values and rates being what they are, it's a little bit harder for the kids and grandkids to afford a home in our market. So we're seeing mom and dad sell their current primary home in which they have a lot of equity in. They're now the cash down payment. And then the kids who are working, they can qualify for the difference in a payment. So they go in together. They bring their resources together. Sometimes they're all on title. Sometimes it's just the kids. It depends on the family and what they'd like to do. But that's sort of how they pull their resources and get a property that's going to suit all of them.
Interesting. So one of the, I've worked with families that have done this kind of thing in the past. And one of the issues that comes up is mom and dad, let's say they move in with one of the children and the mom and dad use their retirement savings to buy into the home. You know, how do you then make it equal for the other children, right? What does that look like from the other children's perspective and inheritance and things like that? And so there are, I just love that we're having this conversation now and kind of bringing it out into the light, because a lot of people just don't know what their options are. And they think that, oh, because there's a roadblock, that there's just no options for them to move forward. So I thank you for coming in with this topic.
Absolutely.
Now, you had a little bit of a shared experience, too, with this.
So I personally have a multi-generational property.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, there you go. So I moved on to acreage about 5 years ago. I personally live in Bow in Skagit County. And my parents are retired, and they were renting. And so we said, hey, let's come together, and you come live on the property. Now, they do it a little bit differently. So, again, you just find what fits for you. They live on my property basically from April to October. So they actually live in a very nice trailer with the slide outs. They got a deck. They actually have the best view on my property.
overlooking
the lake. And then in the winter, they actually kind of like a snowbird scenario. So rent a home because it's not so fun to be in the trailer in the winter. But they love it. It's great. When the kids, now I have a driver. When I didn't have a driver, man, was it so helpful to have someone that could drive them to their practices. And be involved, and to water the garden when I had late night clients.
Walk the dogs.
And mom cooked dinner. So honestly, I feel like I got the better end of the deal here. But it's been really fantastic. And yeah, we have shared expenses. But it's just great to have them close by. I had to get on an airplane to see my grandparents. And my kids can walk about 100 yards.
I love that. That is, I think that is such a cool thing. So we're running out of time. time for this segment. Would you guys stick around? I know we've got a lot more to talk about when it comes to seniors on the move. Would you stick around for the next segment too?
Absolutely.
Sure, we'd love to.
Perfect.
Sweet. That's because you and I didn't have anything planned for segment three.
And if we did, it wasn't going to be interesting anyway.
I was scratching my head going, well, how the heck are we going to stretch this? Okay, we're going to do that here in just a moment. On KGMI, it's called the Aging Hour, brought to you by Safe Harbor Legal Solutions.
Did you know that if you have a will, your spouse will probably have to take your estate through probate after you die? That's right. A will is designed to take your estate through probate. That means your spouse will be responsible for paying your final tab after you pass. Probates are usually a minimum of $5,000 and take at least 6 months to complete. But we've all heard those horror stories about probates that cost way more and take way longer than that. If you want to learn how to avoid one of these fiascos when you or your spouse passes, then reach out to Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide you through a plan that reduces the risk of financial burden on the loved one you leave behind. Don't set your spouse up for failure. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you can keep your spouse from having to go through probate after you pass. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for future success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
When you are a working mom, you wear a lot of different hats. You're the one making sure your family gets to school and work on time. You're the one making sure your family is happy and healthy. And you're the one that will probably be taking care of your parents if something was to happen to them. With everything else on your plate, your mental load is already maxed out. Well, I can help you when it comes to your parents. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you and your parents so that they can help your family create an estate plan to avoid probate, mitigate long-term care costs, and to reduce the burden on your family. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your family's estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
Are you a woman worried about your aging parents? More than 75% of family caregivers in the U.S. are women. And unfortunately, most of these women end up having to leave their careers to take care of their aging parents. But this doesn't have to be you. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide your parents through creating an estate and retirement plan that will take you from caregiver to care manager. That means you won't be the one helping your parents bathe or get dressed. Instead, you'll manage the care who come to help your parents with their daily life, so you can ensure your parents' well-being without having to sacrifice your career. Don't let a lack of planning steal your hard-earned future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you'll be by your parents' side without putting your life to the side. Don't wait until it's too late. Learn how a plan from Safe Harbor Legal Solutions can help your parents and help you. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
No gimmicks, just the highest quality systems, 0% interest financing, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Rely on West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Contact them today at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and mybellinghamnow.com.
That's us back on the show. I mean, us. That's me and Phil. I'm Bill Davis along with Phil George. Mm-hmm. We have guests still in the studio. We're holding them over for another segment.
Carmen and Mary, thank you.
If they want to hear, you call it Pearls of
Pearls
Wisdom.
Yes.
You don't have to do appointment listening on Saturday and Sunday.
Exactly
you
right.
Can, just like the kids are talking about, that internet webby thingy, you know?
Right.
You have a website-y thingy, webby
something. We do. And so if you missed the show, first, shame on you. But if something else came up and you missed the show, or if you heard something you want to share with your friends, or if you just want to take us and you know, play us for all your friends at a party or something like that.
Yeah, that's not going to clear the room.
But if you do want to share these pearls of wisdom that Bill and I drop every single weekend about aging and about how to set your family up for success, and to hear the guests that come in and the knowledge that they bring to just the area in general, the best way to do that is to go to my website, www.safeharborlegal.com. Scroll down about halfway through the page, and you'll see a repository for all of our past shows on mm-hmm. podcasts. So you can download them. You can listen to them at your leisure. You can take them and show them to all your friends. You can do whatever you'd like with
How
them.
How do you show a podcast to somebody?
Whoa, call me out with all my right. verbs.
All right.
You can make your friends listen to the podcasts. But you can be the life of the party. You can be everybody's best friend by sharing us with them. So, yes, podcast, okay. radio show.
Carmen and Mary yes. Are waving over on their side of the studio microphone. When do we get to talk? You
right,
two idiots are
right.
just yammering on about stuff.
And why did we agree to come back for this second segment?
Yeah, so we held them over for another segment.
Guys, thank you so much. Can you kind of give us a little bit of a recap of what Seniors on the Move was about from the last segment?
Absolutely. Yeah, we were talking seniors on the move. Mm-hmm. Next 2 years, 7 million people turning 65 in the U.S. Huge wow. demand for multi-generational property. We talked about what that is, where you basically have mom and dad, mm-hmm. kids and grandkids, pulling the resources mm-hmm. and living all on one property.
Mm-hmm. And you also shared that you have personal experience with that and yes. just the benefits of it.
Yeah. Mom and dad live on my property. It's been amazing just having, you know, we help them. They help mm-hmm. us. They're involved in the kids' lives. They love the dogs, but they don't have to feed or pick up the dog poop. So that's great.
It's a win-win.
Absolutely.
And it's good for your kids. I think it's good for the grandparents, too. It's just there are so many pluses to this. So where do you start in this process?
Well, first, we always say call us, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that we can walk through with yep. you, just what all your options are, understanding your family dynamic, because it's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Right.
But a lot of people, you know, short of selling your current home and then buying with the kids, there's some other things that you can do right. If that maybe is not an option for you.
Understood.
Yeah.
So tell us then a little bit about some of those options.
So number one, you can get what's called a HELOC, and I know mm-hmm. that's a fun acronym. It stands mm-hmm. for a Home Equity Line of Credit. Mm-hmm. You can use a HELOC for a lot of things. You yeah. can use it to do a remodel. You can use it to pay off credit cards. Essentially, you're tapping into your equity in your home. Mm-hmm. It is a loan. It does have interest rate, but it's usually an interest-only payment for about 10 years and then re-amortized after that. So mm-hmm. What some people might do is they might get a HELOC and then use that money as a down payment on another property. Or maybe they are going to gift their kids some money until they're ready to sell the house or something like that. So sure. that's a really good option for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, you know, seniors will come to us and say, well, I'm not working. How right. am I going to qualify for a loan? Well, what you might not know mm-hmm. is a lender can use their 401k or their IRA and actually have it pay them.
Interesting.
So their draw payments and they use that to qualify on the loan. As soon as it's funded, they can go back to stop the payments.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there are some options if you have investments.
Huh.
Again, this is why you talk to
sure,
us, right?
Absolutely.
So we can connect you with the right yeah. people. Another one that's pretty common right now mm-hmm. when contingency sales are a little bit tougher as mm-hmm. the market heats up and that demand happens, it's hard to tie your current sale to your purchase.
Right.
Just because there's a lot of people in the market that if they don't have to do that, it's not as desirable for a seller
right.
to take that offer.
Absolutely.
So we have something called a bridge loan, which literally ties the two together, but allows you to purchase the new property,
mm-hmm.
and then you have 6-12 months to turn around and sell your other property,
Interesting.
Ties it all together,
yeah.
and makes it a lot easier, and makes your offer desirable.
Huh. So there are a lot of options for people. Mm-hmm. Now, what about something like a reverse mortgage?
Yeah, reverse mortgage. So reverse mortgages have a really bad reputation.
Yeah, they do.
But they're new.
Right.
So they've completely changed the dynamic of what reverse mortgages are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get into all the details because there's lots of different options out there.
Yes.
But we have wonderful lenders that we work with,
good.
Local lenders that we would love to connect you with. But essentially, it really does allow people to stay in age in their home
mm-hmm.
while giving them income, making their equity turn around and give them payments. Because essentially, your home is your bank account,
right?
Right? So it's just turning it around and so that you can live on the equity of your home until you're ready to do something else.
And I think that you raised a good point. They used to be a dirty word, right? You'd
yeah.
say reverse mm-hmm. mortgage and then you'd have to cross yourself or somebody would just kick you out of their home. So I like that that's part of your strategy because I think all too often when somebody goes and they talk to just a regular realtor, that's not the kind of advice they're getting, right? They're not getting advice that's specific to somebody who is a senior. So,
absolutely.
So I love that. And so do you have to downsize to sell this, or where would you start?
Well, as we've talked about before, this can be such an overwhelming phase of someone's life. And what we recommend is to give us a call for a consultation. Whether you're thinking of moving soon or just toying with the idea, or your timeline is a lot, you know, several years out.
So it doesn't matter. You can just at any. Yeah.
No, the sooner the better.
Okay.
Because we can help you decide what not to do to your home. You know, people always think they might have to remodel the kitchen or redo a bathroom.
Yes.
And you may, you know, things are going to cost you money, but that you may not get a return on your investment. Carmen has personal experience with that and remodeling a bathroom at a home she then sold and didn't recoup that money from.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second. I think you raise a really interesting point. A lot of the seniors that I talk to say, I'd like to get out of my home, but I've got to do all these different things to it first. I need to, you know, clean up my bathroom or fix the kitchen or something like that.
Right.
And you're saying maybe that's not necessary.
It might not be necessary.
Oh, okay.
So that's one of the reasons we really encourage people to reach out, you know, to us sooner rather than later. We've really worked hard to assemble a good team of experts that can help with all aspects of the moving transition, even deciding what to do, like what to declutter, what to donate.
Right.
You know, we can help with senior living options, financial attorney advisors, attorneys, of course, as you know.
I don't know. Do you know any good elder law attorneys in town?
and estate sales professionals, you know, moving professionals. There's so much that goes into just considering thinking about moving out of your home.
Absolutely.
And we just want to make that process a little easier.
Good.
And what we like to do is help you come up with a strategy, not only to sell, but to help you decide, you know, where you're going to go and how to time everything just right.
Sure. Now, when you're talking to people, are you talking to their are you getting their families involved? Are you just talking to the senior themselves, or does it just specific or to the...
You know, every situation is so unique.
I love that.
And you know, the family dynamics can be a really big part of this transition.
Yeah.
And so we really like to be in tune with our clients and meet them where they're at and we're there to fulfill their needs and to serve them. And you know, even if they're thinking about moving to be near family across the country, we actually are connected with a great network of agents and as well as estate professionals, estate sales professionals, and movers all across the country and actually internationally. So we have connections that we can introduce you to, whether you're staying in the Western Washington area or not.
I love that.
And we also know about all the senior living residences and 55 plus communities in this area.
Okay.
So if you're looking for some options, you're not really sure what's out there, that's what we've been doing, is taking the time to visit all these places, tour them, get to know these professionals so that we can match you or at least point you in the right direction of a good fit for you.
I think that is so important.
You know, when you mentioned working with family members, you know, every situation is different. But, you know, sometimes there are sellers who, for whatever reason, they have a delicate situation at home. Maybe they want to sell their home, but they don't want to necessarily have open houses or show it to people, you know, have agents coming through showing people. And so we do help our clients sell off market at times, you know, depending on their situation, if they don't want to have a traditional sale.
Understood. That is, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys coming in with this information today. This has been a great learning experience for me. There are things that you guys have talked about that I didn't know. And so before we go, can you guys tell us, how can people get in contact with you? What's the best way for people to reach out?
Yeah, best way is first our website. So it's White Soul Home Team. That's W-E-I-T as in Tom, Z or Z for our Canadian friends, ELHometeam.com. Or give us a call, 360-312-5151.
Perfect. And Mary and Carmen, would you guys come back sometime and join us on the radio again?
Oh, we'd love to.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
By the way, ladies, you might want to exit the studio quickly because our next segment is Phil's favorite. We call it the wrap up, and it is just Phil going over everything he's already talked about. I can only tell you, it's very painful. So just be careful.
We've got the hordes with the pitchforks coming for us now.
So. Wrap up coming up next on KGMI, the Aging Hour, brought to you by Safe Harbor Legal Solutions.
Any and all information provided by this radio program is for general information and entertainment purposes and is not intended to give legal advice. Listening or interacting with this radio program does not create an attorney-client relationship, and any information sent to this radio program may not be constituted as attorney-client privilege. It is important that you seek counsel and discuss your case with a competent attorney. Review your local state bar for information on each attorney you hire. Isn't it finally time to get your affairs in order? You've been putting it off and putting it off, but did you know more than 70% of retirement plans fail when families need them most? Don't let your family be one of the 70%. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions help. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will show you how to give yourself the best possible chance at a dignified retirement and the best possible chance for peace of mind for your whole family. That means no running out of money from uncovered long-term care costs or extravagant death taxes. No being forced out of your home against your wishes, and never becoming a burden on your loved ones. Don't let a lack of planning spoil your retirement or your family's future. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you won't have to worry about being one of the 70% that fail. Let the folks at Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
If you're a working mom like me, you have plenty to worry about. I worry about my kids, my husband, my job, my parents, and society in general. I know I should be getting my affairs in order, but my mental load is maxed out. Well, one worry I can take off your plate is what will become of your kids if something was to happen to you or your husband. The friendly estate planning and elder law attorneys at Safe Harbor Legal specialize in listening to what is important to you so they can help you create an estate plan to avoid probate, to choose who would be the guardian of your children, and to reduce or eliminate death taxes. Let the good folks at Safe Harbor Legal take the stress out of your estate planning.
To learn more, listen to The Aging Hour every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on KGMI 790. We answer your questions about aging and show you a better way to think about estate and retirement planning. For more information, to make an appointment, or to access podcasts of our previous shows, you can go to www.safeharborlegal.com. That's www.safeharborlegal.com. Let us help you get your estate planning in order.
Did you know that if you have a will, your spouse will probably have to take your estate through probate after you die? That's right. A will is designed to take your estate through probate. That means your spouse will be responsible for paying your final tab after you pass. Probates are usually a minimum of $5,000 and take at least 6 months to complete. But we've all heard those horror stories about probates that cost way more and take way longer than that. If you want to learn how to avoid one of these fiascos when you or your spouse passes, then reach out to Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Safe Harbor Legal Solutions will guide you through a plan that reduces the risk of financial burden on the loved one you leave behind. Don't set your spouse up for failure. With a plan from Safe Harbor Solutions, you can keep your spouse from having to go through probate after you pass. Let Safe Harbor Legal Solutions show you how to set your family up for future success. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit safeharborlegal.com. That's safeharborlegal.com.
And we're back for the final segment. Don't you applaud. Do not applaud. Everybody's starting to do this now. I don't know why listeners are applauding and cheering because it's the last segment of the Aging Hour brought to you by Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. Do you know how much that hurts our feelings?
My feelings are hurt.
Phil and I, we're going to have to go through years of therapy.
My feelings are hurt.
Just because you think... That it's going to be a wonderful day because the show's almost over.
I don't think people think about just how much this
hurts
us. You
know, they really do. You know, they're thinking in short term. They need to think long term about what it's doing for you know something?
Yeah.
If you mess us up by doing this, Phil and I may not be doing this show much longer.
That's
wait a minute. Now they're cheering louder. You stop
how
it.
How dare
stop
you?
Stop it.
How dare you? You know what it takes to get over here for you people every week?
You're so ungrateful.
Man.
You bunch of rah, rah, rah. Anyway, the show is almost over. We do a wrap up at the end of the show. My favorite so far that we've ever done, and we get email questions at radio@safeharborlegal.com. The email was titled, "My Kids Stole My Damn Car Keys." what can I do? And mom is, she had like five kids.
She had five
they
kids.
They had a nefarious meeting in their basement, plotting against their poor mother.
A weasel-driven intervention.
Who just wants to drive. Unfortunately.
Probably to church.
Unfortunately, yeah. mom had a fender bender. Mom busted down a fence and topped a curb. And they're saying, okay, maybe we need to look at mom not driving.
Maybe we should take mom's keys away, but it doesn't sound like they asked her if they could have
no,
the keys.
No, they just did it.
Sounds like somebody
mom
just took the
keys.
Mom can't
find her keys.
Exactly.
And she's ticked off.
She sounds like she's a little bit upset.
Yeah.
So my suggestion to mom is to go down to the DMV and take a driver's test. Mm-hmm. Take a driver's test. Clear everybody's mind. I am sure 100%, ma'am, that when you go down there and take that test, you're going to be A-OK.
Yeah.
Bill, on the other hand, thinks that you might fail it. So,
well, I was just saying she might hop a curb, run down a taco truck, you know, which would be terrible for all of us because that would be one less taco truck in the area. And you don't want that.
No, you don't. The more of those food trucks and taco trucks you can
more
have,
the better.
The more the better.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, take a driving test.
Take
if
a
she
driving
passes,
test. Rub it in your kids' noses.
And by the way,
I told you, you
were thinking about it that you pass, but the kids say, I'm still not going to get the keys, but she can get more keys made.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You just call the dealership, you just get keys made for your car. That's what people do when they lose their keys and they can't find them. Because I'm sure at that point their kids aren't going, well, I've got your keys. You're just not going to get them back.
She's going to go, oh, yeah? Watch this end around.
Exactly right.
Good for mom.
Gonna ram my car into you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go get your driver's test done. Prove to your kids that you're A-OK. And then you can start driving again.
Okay.
So I think it should be as easy as that.
She'll get her darn keys back.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Like that,
yes, she will. Those darn keys.
We had some special guests in today.
Yeah, we did. For two segments. For two segments, we had Carmen Andrew and Mary Noe in from the Weitzel and Andrew home team, powered by RE/MAX. And they specialize in senior real estate and helping people solve their issues with senior real estate, from multi-generational housing to last week they talked to us about capital gains. And so this week they talked to us about a topic that's kind of near and dear to, well, my heart too, and it's seniors on the move. And just about how many different seniors are coming into the area. And so
I thought that was a biker gang when I heard that.
Seniors on the move.
Yeah, I'd like to see that jacket patch, right? That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. And so they were talking about the fact that there's going to be, I think they said something like 7 million people turning 65 this year alone. And so what does that look like with the multi-generational housing and bringing people together to live in one space, either moving into one home or having a piece of property with two homes on it, or an ADU, and all of these different kinds of things. And I thought they brought up a lot of good points just about how good it can be for families to live together in this kind of situation. Study after study comes out, folks, showing that as people get older, they really benefit from being in the same location as young kids. And vice versa, young kids really benefit learning-wise from being around older people. And so multi-generational housing, multi-generational living is something that as a species, we've done forever, and we've evolved to thrive in that kind of situation. It's only been recently when we've kind of removed ourselves from it. And so I think that the multi-generational housing is a fantastic thing. Then they went on to, in the segment we had just last, the third segment, they went on to talk about different ways that you can accomplish this, either through using HELOC loans to use some of the equity in your current home to kind of build an ADU, or maybe sometimes getting a reverse mortgage is practical and would be important to do because it would allow you again to tap into the equity of your home. But yeah, it was just a really good conversation. And so if you have different needs for senior housing, if you're a senior and you want to talk about your options and those kinds of things, I would absolutely recommend reaching out to Carmen, Andrew, and Mary Noe at the Weitzel and Andrew home team, powered by RE/MAX.
I know that you speak at events, groups, and I'm thinking the next group you're going to be speaking to will be a bunch of 80-plus year-old women trying to get their keys back.
From
the whole auditorium is going to be filled. And by the way, if they don't have keys, I wonder how they got there.
I would be, and I'm sure they'd be willing to tell me. And a group, a room full of people like this lady, what she'd probably be doing is giving me a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah.
So
it'd be a lot of fun. But you, we make fun of it. But I know you love to speak to groups.
I do. Mm-hmm. So I speak to a lot of different groups. Remember, the whole purpose for this show, obviously, Bill and I have a. Well, I can't speak for you, Bill. I have a lot of fun doing this show every week with Bill. This is just great coming up here and just being able to just kind of talk through all these different topics. But there's a serious side to this too, and that is that more than 70% of people's estate plans fail when families need them the most. And so how can people effectively plan to avoid that? What can they do? How can they prepare their documents to not put their families in a position where they're going to run out of money or be forced into institutional care, where they're going to become a burden on their loved ones, but to really put your family in a position to succeed in your retirement? And so that's what these seminars are all about. That's really what this show is all about. It's just that we have a whole lot of fun along the way, or at least I do, so...
Well, you see, you're casting aspersions my way, thinking that I don't have fun. And,
sure.
And by the way, a lot of people know that I do a bunch of stuff here at the Cascade Radio Group.
Yes.
I'm over on Cafe Middays. I host the afternoon talk show on KGMI.
That's right.
Joe lets me in the studio.
Absolutely.
And all of those things I do here are okay, but they pale in comparison for the time I get to spend with you and talk about emails where the word damn is put in there every other
Absolutely.
Word.
Absolutely.
I love that.
How often do you get to do that? Or was it just a couple radio shows ago? We were talking about the lady's little dog that had the urination problem. Yeah, you know, I don't get to do that in my everyday life. So
we don't get to talk about piddles. Piddles and puddles. All right. Well, we've burned another hour.
We have. So. And so, folks, thanks for joining us. Remember, don't forget to tune in every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. And we will we'll do our best to entertain you and educate you. Remember, you do not have to set your family up for failure in your retirement. We can show you how to set them up for success.
Nice. Give her keys back.
Yeah.
We're gonna hold a rally with signs.
Weasels.
Give her keys back. Hey, I'll see you next time.
Have a good one.